KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school basketball action Friday night, the Exira EHK Spartans hit 11 threes en route to a 60-50 win over the Stanton Vikings in a Class 1A Girls Region 7 semifinal. Stanton started the game well with some great transition buckets and jumped on top 8-3. The Spartans regrouped after a timeout and grabbed the lead by the end of the quarter, 18-17, on a Macy Emgarten three-pointer. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson thought the players that came off the bench provided a great spark.
Yes, we only have nine, but I feel it's a quality nine basketball players, and for us to be successful, those four, and it's exactly what I said to them, we need something. We need a spark. You know, they understand what we're doing. A couple of them, Molly played a lot last year. I've got a couple of freshmen. They're still learning, but I told them afterwards, I said, you got to understand, you're not freshmen. You've played in 22 games. Those days are gone. So I was proud of all of them.
The Spartans then dropped in three more threes in the second quarter and led 35-28 by the half. Three more triples in the third for Sparty pushed the lead to 13 after three quarters, and Stanton would only get as close as nine the rest of the way. Coach Peterson thought they would have a chance for some good outside looks if they worked inside out.
Move the ball. I thought the middle of their 1-2-2 was open, and I would say that a lot of our threes came from getting the ball into that middle and then kicking it out. We're better in rhythm when we do that. At times I didn't know if we were just catching it and throwing it as fast as we can to shoot shots. It just seemed, I'm like, you got to slow down. But, we had a lot of different girls make one. And we're going to have that, obviously, on Wednesday for our kids to have a chance.
And the Macy Emgarten dropped in 19 points to lead the Spartans, including three threes. Tatum Grubbs added 10, and Cameron Waymeyer had 8. The only sore spot for the Spartans was a 7-of-22 effort at the foul line. Emgarten said the Spartans worked on handling the Stanton press and executed well.
Yeah, we've been going over what their press was in practice and just getting it down, and we executed it very well tonight.
And Exira EHK advances to the Class 1A Region 7 final next Wednesday night against Council Bluffs St. Albert in Harlan. That game getting underway at 8 o'clock. The Saints advanced with a 60-55 win over Central Decatur. We'll have coverage of that game on KJAN. Stanton, by the way, got 11 points each from Tammy Tibben and Abby Burke during the games. The Vikings end their season with a record of 21-3. Elsewhere in Class 1A, girls basketball action yesterday was Newell Fonda over Peyton Cherdan, 76-18, and Woodbury Central downing Cam, 43-32. In 2A, it was West Hancock over Clarion Goldfield Dawes, 67-51. Panorama beating IKM Manning by just a few points, 69-65. Also in Class 2A, it was Logan Magnolia over Mount Air, 48-35, and AHSTW downing Nottoway Valley, 63-58. Now, the Class 3A, 4A, and 5A girls regional basketball action gets underway today, actually this evening. In Class 3A, Region 8, it'll be Red Oak taking on Creston at Southwest Valley in Corning beginning at 5 o'clock. In fact, all these games get underway at 5 tonight. In Class 4A regional semifinals, it'll be Harlan taking on Glenwood and DeMars at Carroll in Region 1. In Region 8, it's Carlisle versus Lewis Central, and Dallas Center Grimes is on the road at ADM. And in the Class 5A regional semifinals at 5 o'clock, it'll be Marshalltown at Johnston and Ankeny taking on Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. The state wrestling tournament continues today in Des Moines as well. The results from Friday's action in the 1A and 2A quarterfinals and second-round consolation matches in those classes can be found on the sports page at KJAN.com. You can get updates on today's action from Jim Field during our live scheduled reports beginning at around 10:35 a.m. after the funeral announcements here on KJAN. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education held a special meeting Friday morning in the Middle School Media Center, and during that meeting, the board entered a closed session to discuss a personnel matter. And Superintendent Steve Barber says that when the board reconvened in the open session, they unanimously voted to approve a contract for Abby Becker to become the head boys track coach. Becker, an assistant girls track coach, will succeed Jordan Mullen, whose resignation was approved by the board on February 12th. Mullen had resigned after accepting a coaching position with Briarcliff University. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm said the Cyclones still have a lot to play for as they get set for tonight's game at home against Texas Tech. The Cyclones are 4-9 in the Big 12 after a loss to third-ranked Kansas.
I mean, we're a game behind sixth right now. We got TCU coming here. Texas has a tough schedule down the stretch. We've split with them already. If we could take care of business and get into that, six or five seed as we go to Kansas City, it gives you a chance for some type of postseason, aspirations.
In a league dominated by defense, it remains the Cyclones' biggest weakness.
I mean, it's what's holding us back. You know, offensively, you can talk about the missed shots or this and that, but if you're tough enough defensively, then you're going to get some easy baskets off your defense. You're going to limit second chance points. You're going to make it harder for the opponent. You know, we just haven't done that all year.
And defense is the strength of Texas Tech.
They do a great job defensively of, you know, keeping people out of the middle, and there's certain ways you got to be able to attack Tech, you know, through cutting, through ball movement, and then through attacking in transition.
And the Iowa State women will try to boost their NCAA tournament at home on Sunday against Texas Tech. The Cyclones are fourth in the Big 12 at 7-6 and blew out Tech 96-66 in their first meeting in Lubbock.
Every team's going to come out and give it their all, so you just have to take every scouting report, every practice, just as we did at the beginning of the season. They have changed a few things, and so we've been working on different things, and we just have to come out ready to play and not underestimate them.
That's Cyclone sophomore Ashley Jones, who says a trip to the tournament would be big in a season many predicted would be a rebuilding one.
We lost three really big seniors just coming out. I think they thought we'd have a little bit of a down year, but we all kind of stuck together and kept playing, and I think we've done really well so far to this point, and we just have to keep on going.
The Cyclones have been off since a Sunday loss at TCU, and Jones says the time off was a plus.
Just to kind of refocus and gather myself just so that we can come back and get going again. I mean, every team is right here in the middle, so anyone can come out and beat anyone at this point in the season right there in the middle, and so you just have to keep on playing and give it everything. So refocusing is good for us.
College athletes could earn money from endorsement deals under a bill that's now eligible for debate in the Iowa House. Representative Ross Smith of Waterloo says some players struggle as their universities reap the benefits from big-time college sports like football.
While people may be able to make money off of you and wearing that jersey on that field that Saturday, you can't afford shoes for your siblings or for yourself or groceries for yourself. It's an issue that we have.
The bill is getting bipartisan support. Keith Saunders is a lobbyist for a board that oversees the three state universities, including Hawkeye, Cyclone, and Panther Sports. Saunders is urging the legislature to wait for the NCAA to create nationwide guidelines.
New rules are coming. Congress is also working on it, and I realize not everyone has the greatest of faith in Congress or the NCAA, but that's where the solution is going to have to come from.
Lobbyists for private colleges and universities, as well as the state's community colleges, are urging Iowa lawmakers to wait for national standards. The bill, as it's written, says students in Iowa could earn money based on their likeness as college athletes, as long as it doesn't conflict with another endorsement in their athletic department. The bill cleared a Senate committee this week, and it's been approved by a subcommittee in the Iowa House as well. And finally, in sports, taking a look at scores from the NBA, it was Dallas over Orlando, 122-106. Cleveland beating Washington, 113-108. Indiana was a 106-98 winner over New York. Toronto beat Phoenix, 118-101. Boston was a 127-117 winner over Minnesota. Oklahoma City down Denver, 113-101. San Antonio was a 113-104 winner over Utah. New Orleans beat up on Portland, 128-115. And it was the Lakers over Memphis, 117-105. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.